When calamity occurs in a nation or occurs in a city, where is Almighty God? I mean, after all, if He is Almighty God, if He is loving, if He cares, if He is all-powerful, then where is He? Why does He allow that calamity if He exists? Well, this is what we're going to answer today as we look at God's precepts for life, because I'll tell you, calamity is going to increase. America, as you know, and as we've been studying, is at the crossroads. America is at the crossroads, and the scripture that proves it is Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 13. When God says to Ezekiel, "Son of man, if a country sins against me by committing unfaithfulness," has America sinned against God? Has America been unfaithful to God? Oh, yes. We're going to see that in this series. But what I want to do today is I want to walk you from Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 12 and 13, which I just read to you, verse 13, all the way down to verse 21. Now, I'm trusting that you have heard the program before, and if not, do it right after the program, and that you have gone online and that you have downloaded our free study guide, preceptsforlife.com. You've gone to preceptsforlife.com and you have downloaded our study guide. And while you're there, by the way, we have an e-store that you can go to with tools that will show you how to study the Bible for yourself, how to discover truth for yourself. You can find out about our Transform Student Ministries, where we have kids and teenagers across this nation studying the Word of God inductively. You can look at our children's inductive study courses that children are doing, and they are being transformed. You've heard all these statistics by Barna about the kids that leave their faith when they get to college. They just abandon it. Well, I want to tell you something. The teens that we have been teaching over these past almost 40 years have not abandoned God because they've discovered truth for themselves, because we've given them the tools to go deeper, and because they in turn are on the front lines for Jesus Christ discipling others. So I just want to urge you to go online to become involved with us so that you know that you know that this is what God says. Now, if you can't go online to preceptsforlife.com, then pick up the phone and call 1-800-763-1990. That's 1-800-763-1990. All right, now, Ezekiel chapter 14, he says, "If a country sins against me by committing unfaithfulness, and I stretch out my hand against it." Now, what I suggest that you do, and we did this in the study guide, is mark every reference to God. Either put a triangle over it, or better still, get yourself some colored pencils and color code the word. Now, don't tell me, "Hey, I'm a man, I don't do that." Listen, there is nothing unmanly about learning to color code your Bible. Color coding, if you know anything about it or following it, is becoming a science. When I was at Wimbledon and walking out to the main courts from the clubhouse where all the stars are, I mean the tennis stars are, and I was going underneath, there were all these colored wires. And I said, "Jim Walker, grab a picture of this for me, because they have Wimbledon color-coded, and I want these men to know that color-coding is in," okay? So I always color code God yellow. So watch what happens. He says, I stretch out my hand against it. Against what? Against the country that sins. So when you color code something like about God or a key word or a key phrase, then you make a list of what you learn. So the first thing that you would see is that God stretches out his hand and brings famine. It says, destroy its supply of bread, send famine against it, can cut off from it both man and beast. Do you know that food in certain places is scarce? Do you know that the price of rice in 2008 went up to a high that it had never seen before? Why? They were saying there's not enough rice, that we're not going to be able to feed the world. So he says, even though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in its midst, in the midst of this country that sins against me, by their own righteousness, they could only deliver themselves, declares, and then you would color code the Lord God. Verse 15, if I, God, color coded again, were to cause wild beasts to pass through the land. What land? The land of the country that sins against God. The land of the country that's unfaithful to God. And they depopulated it. The beasts depopulated it. And it became desolate so that no one could pass through because of these beasts. Though these three men were in its midst, as I live, declares the Lord. You see him repeating himself. He says, they could not deliver. Now watch carefully. Either their sons or their daughters. They alone would be delivered. The righteous will survive. But the country would be desolate. Now, when you listen to this, you've got to know that there was a time in China when a great famine came. It was a horrible, horrible famine. And people were so weak and so malnourished, but they could not go out of their houses and walk the streets alone because the beasts were so hungry. They were coming into the city. Their hunger had driven them there. They were not afraid of the people because of their hunger, and they were grabbing people and taking them off and eating them. And so they would walk together to try and beat off that animal. This is what he's talking about. With famine comes a hunger, not only among men, but among the beasts. So then the beasts depopulate the land. Now, who is behind this? Well, it says, if I were to cause wild beasts. You say, well, that's God. I just marked it. You're right. You're smart. But you know what? Are you thinking, oh, God would never do that? Well, I want to ask you a question. What does the Bible say? Who is speaking? Verse 12, then the word of the Lord came to me saying. So you would mark Lord, God is speaking. And when I come to a phrase like the word of the Lord, and it's drawing my attention, God's drawing my attention, he's saying, hey, listen up, pay attention. What I do is I draw like an open book over the phrase, the word of the Lord, or anything that has to do with faith or the word of God. And I do that. I do it in a purple fine point pen because purple is the color of royalty. And then I color it green because it's through the word of God that you grow. That's my own, you know, it's my own thinking, my own system. He says, though these three men were in its midst, I'm depopulating. People can't go out in the streets. The animals are coming. Even though these three men were in its midst. What three men? Well, he's already told you. Noah, Daniel, and Job. It says they could not deliver either their sons or their daughters. In other words, they're walking along the road. They have their child in their hand, and a beast comes to eat them. They could not deliver their child. But you know what? They would be delivered. They would be delivered. Because when God judges, remember, Ezekiel is a book of judgment and deliverance. Ezekiel is a book that shows you the glory of God in his judgment, gives you a true opinion, a correct estimate of who God is, so that you're not off in your thinking about God. But Ezekiel, and I told you this before, Ezekiel, the third thing about Ezekiel is it wants to show you that these things happen according to your ways, and God causes them to happen so that you might know that he is the Lord. So throughout the book, he's saying, according to your ways, and then he's also saying that you might know that I am the Lord. So he wants you to understand he's the one behind the judgment. Now watch what he goes on to say. Verse 17, listen up, America, or if I should bring a sword on that country. What's he talking about? He's talking about war. He's talking about an attack, whether it's a terrorist attack or it's all-out war, like World War I, World War II. He says, if I should bring a sword on that country and say, let the sword pass. Who's speaking? God. If I, colored it yellow, should bring a sword on that country and say, let the sword pass through that country and cut off man and beast from it, even though these three men were in its midst as I live, declares the Lord, they could not deliver either their sons or their daughters, but they alone would be delivered. Now listen, precious one, as I'm sharing all this with you, what I want you to understand is Precept Ministries is not just interested in the adults. We are interested in the children. We are interested in the teens. We are interested in all ages. Our motto is everybody, everywhere, anytime, any place, any language, any age. So we're in 150 countries. We're in 70 different languages. If you're listening to this and English is not your first language, if it's Korean or, and I'm helping your English, or if it is Chinese, or if it is Spanish, or if it is Arabic, we have Bible studies in your mother tongue so that you can study, go straight in your mother tongue to the Word of God and get it so that you can understand. But we want your sons, we want your daughters to know and understand the Word of God. And I thank those of you that support the program, and we need more of you. We need more of you if we're going to reach this nation, and we need to reach it. America is at the crossroads. So then he says they alone would be delivered. And then he has another if. There is yet another judgment. And where does this calamity come from? We'll talk about it in just a minute. Girls, I don't know about you, but I know about me. I know that life is really demanding right now and that there are lots of pressures. And what I do every day is I cry, help, Lord. I want to be the woman you want me to be in this situation. And I'm sure that that's the way you feel. I say, help, Lord. I need peace. I need understanding. I need hope. Well, that happens to be the title of our women's conference that's coming October 21st through the 23rd. And we want to invite you to come. I can see you and eat with you and have fellowship with you and open the Word of God along with other women who have been in all sorts of varied situations. We're going to teach you the Word of God, and we're going to bring you, I pray, into a relationship with God that will strengthen you for the days ahead. Come and join us. I would love to put my arms around your neck. Know what? I absolutely love teaching you the Word of God. I absolutely love getting your emails. I want to answer every single one of them personally, and sometimes I get to do that, but other times I can't. But I want you to know that thank you. Thank you for communicating with me. Thank you for letting me into your life. Thank you for telling me these stories. I've got to stop and tell you one quick story. This woman wrote me, and she is taking care of her grandchild while her daughter works. And it's a little boy, and he is 11 months old, but he can walk. And he has been raised. She's been taking care of him all these 11 months. And she watches Precepts for Life on the television. And the music, the child has come to recognize the music. And the little boy has observed that when the music goes off, the grandmother then sits down with her Bible and studies that Bible. He's just 11 months old. And so the other day he heard the music and he picked up the Bible to bring it to his grandmother. He knew what she was about to do. What an example. Oh, thank you so much. I love your stories. I love hearing about those of you that are gathering together as a family, those of you that watch us on the internet, those of you that, you know, are tuning in. Go to preceptsforlife.com, and you can find out where to reach us. And if you want to get in a local Bible study and really go for it and have that great fellowship, go to preceptsforlife.com, and we'll show you where one is in your area. And by the way, if you're a precept leader out there and you're leading anything that Precept has written, from 40-minute Bible studies to NISS, the new inductive study series, to the cream of the crop, precept upon precept, and you haven't told me that you're there, you better do it, because I want to send people your way. We've got to reach America. America is at the crossroads. We have just read a passage that says, if a country sins against me, then I, God, am going to do this. I'm going to send a famine. I'm going to send beasts. I'm going to send a sword, but he's not through yet. Verse 19, or if I should send a plague against that country and pour out my wrath in blood on it to cut off man and beast. Do you know that HIV/AIDS is like a plague? Do you know how many innocent, so to speak, people have gotten AIDS and HIV from blood transfusions, from needles and things like this? It started as a sexually transmitted disease. It came across the ocean. It came from Africa to the United States of America. I began reading articles years and years ago, and it was talking about the strange disease, and they didn't know what it was, and it was affecting the lungs, and it was affecting homosexuals. I mean, it is a plague. And there are other plagues. God's saying, if I, remember we're marking I, should send a plague against that country and pour out my wrath. Pour out my wrath. Remember, Ezekiel is about judgment and deliverance. The judgment, the purpose of the judgment is that we might know that he is the Lord. The consequences of the judgment are because we've turned our back on God. And he goes on to say, and I pour out my wrath in blood on it to cut off man and beast from it, even though Noah, Daniel, or Job were in its midst, as I live, declares the Lord. And I want you to know, God's not dead. He's never going to die. He is El Olam. He is the everlasting God. And he is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the judge, and the one that is behind wrath. He says they could not deliver either their son or their daughter. That grandmother could not deliver that precious grandson. by her righteousness touching him and making him righteous. But what she can do is she can teach that child. She can model before that child that this is the word of God, that this is important to grandma. And so then he will take it up and he will read it and he will receive Jesus and he will become righteous. Now listen, we're all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned each one to his own way. And yet God says that he sent Jesus, who knew no sin, who was absolute righteousness, to be made sin for you and me. So Jesus took the penalty for us. Jesus took all of the sins of mankind, and they were heaped on Jesus. And Jesus, who knew no sin, was made to be sin for us, that you and I might be made the righteousness of God in him. In other words, when I believe on Jesus, when I receive Jesus Christ as my God, as my Savior, as my Lord and Master, then I have forgiveness of sins. Then I pass from death to life, from unrighteousness to righteousness. I am declared righteous once and for all. My sins are paid for, and I become a child of God, a genuine, absolutely genuine child of God. And when that happens, precious one, when that happens, then God protects me. God watches over me. Does that mean I'll not die? No, it doesn't mean I'll not die. Does it mean I'll not suffer? No, because it's given to us not only to believe on Jesus, but also to suffer for his name's sake. But it means that my life will have a purpose, and to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And then I get the blessings of God in his well done and the rewards. He says, behold, I am coming quickly. Jesus is speaking, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to their deeds, or as Ezekiel says, according to their ways. So then he says they could only deliver themselves. Well, I have titled this chapter, If a Country Sins. But also, I have another title for it, and that's Only the Righteous Will Survive. He goes on to say in verse 21, and this is why I take you this far in the study guide, because I want you to see in verses 12 through 20, he is not talking about Israel. In verse 21, he talks about Israel, for he says, thus says the Lord God, highlight it, color it yellow. How much more when I send my four severe judgments against Jerusalem, sword, famine, wild beasts, and plagues, to cut off man and beast from it. So that's what he's talking about. So who's behind the calamity? You've seen it here. But I want you to also look at Amos chapter 3, and after the program, I want you to find it in your Bible, mark it, and when you do, put a red cloud around it and color it red. It says in verse 6, if a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people tremble? It's a trumpet warning of danger. If a calamity occurs in a city, has not the Lord done it? Next to it, write Isaiah 45, verse 7. And this is what it says. I am the one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Just know and remember, precious one, that if he creates calamity, it's in order to bring deliverance. It's in order to turn you around. It's in order to draw you to him and to righteousness. I am so thankful that you have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. And I want you to know you ought to get on your knees and thank Almighty God that by His Spirit, He has put that hunger and that thirst for righteousness in you, that He has drawn you to a study of the Word of God so that you might understand what righteousness is. Righteousness is doing and living by what God says is right. And whatever God says is pure, unadulterated truth. Jesus prayed for you. Do you know that? In John 17:17, He's praying and He says, Father, I'm not praying just for these. I'm praying for all those that are going to believe on Me. And He says, Father, I'm asking You not to take them out of this world, but I'm asking You to keep them from the evil one. And then He says, Father, sanctify them, set them apart. I'm used to standing up when I'm teaching, and so forgive me, it's all this body language. He's saying, Father, sanctify them, set them apart through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. You've heard truth today, beloved. And it doesn't matter what anyone else says, what anyone else thinks, you have discovered truth for yourself. You know, I love Amos, where we were, Amos chapter 3. And when you look at that verse and you look at the next verse, we looked at Amos 3, 6, but Amos 3, 7 and 8 say this, surely the Lord does nothing in secret unless He reveals His secret counsel to His servants, the prophets. In other words, it's all written down. You and I don't have to be surprised. We don't have to go, whoa, what hit me? Because He tells us what is going to hit us. And then He says, a lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who but can prophesy? God has spoken. Who can but speak to you today the word of God and tell you truth? I get to do that, and I'm so thankful. And thank you for listening.
Thank you for watching today. All the programs you see on Precepts for Life are available on CD and DVD. To order your copy of today's program, log on to our website at preceptsforlife.com. To download your free copy of the study guide or to find out more about Precept Ministries International, click on our website or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us for our next program as Kay shares more Precepts for Life.